And welcome back to Mix 93, and it's time for Hancock Happenings. Todd Gast, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Happy Wednesday.
That's right.
And it is a beaut out there. What a beautiful day to be outside. You know, kind of wish we could play a little bit of a hooky today. But here we are. We're indoors, and we're in the end of summer happenings here in Hancock, and we want to talk about our Thursdays here in the city. We have quite a fun Thursday lined up every week here in the city of Hancock, which is the all-new Hancock Thursday Farmers Market, which features over 30 rotating vendors this year that makes the Hancock Thursday Market your choice for high quality and baked goods, and then also with some gluten-free options in there as well. The freshest produce, talk about fresh picked, it's usually on that day. So if you're looking for your fresh produce, come to the Hancock Thursday Market. That is tomorrow from 2 until 6 p.m. You can also find bagels and clothing mending and quail eggs and more. So come on down. If you believe in keeping your dollars local and building our own local economy, these are the ways you do that. Support our local businesses like our farmers and our cottage industry folk, because they are our local businesses. They are part of our community. So get your family's groceries every Thursday on Quincy Green and also on Saturday. Saturday is from 10 till noon, and Thursday is 2 until 6 p.m. We also have game night on Thursday evenings here in downtown Hancock, and you can find game night every Thursday at Casey Bonkers, and they're at 119 Quincy Street every Thursday for game night until 8 p.m. So they're open late. They've got board games. They've got a ton of fun games that you and your family can play. They've got also some great drink choices there as well. So Casey Bonkers is where you're going to want to be for fun on Thursdays, and that they are open until 8 p.m. And then you can take a hop, skip, and a jump right down to Nutini's Supper Club, and they are at 321 Quincy Street. You can grab a bite to eat, get that energy, get that brain going for trivia night, and that begins at 8:30, and that is every Thursday at Nutini's. We also love to talk about the arts here in Hancock. We really love our art scene here, and we have fall classes at the Copper Country Community Art Center. You can register now. Those fall classes are available, and you can go on their website, and that is www.coppercountryarts.com, and that is coppercountryarts.com for their fall classes. We've got our Finlandia Art Gallery Sami exhibition through September 23rd. And this exhibit consists of two actual shows that are all known from the Sami Circle North America. And you'll see Erica Larson's Walking with Reindeer and Sami Herders in Alaska, as well as artifacts from Sami Circle North America's archive. So what a great opportunity and great experience to be able to go to the Finnish American Heritage Center right here in downtown Hancock at the Finlandia Art Gallery. These shows are through September 23rd. You've got a little bit of time. You were already in the first week, and boy, these weeks are just flying by. So get on over to the Finnish American Heritage Center at the Finlandia Art Gallery for the Sami exhibition. We also have our Bright Spot Hancock. We're calling all artists for this fall and winter art installation in downtown Hancock. We are planning this art installation right now. We are choosing 3 to 5 word slogans and or phrases that we want artists to be able to replicate onto a 2-foot pre-treated wooden disc. And these discs will then be installed throughout the city of Hancock on our light poles to create bright spots during those kind of gloomy gray days that we have here in the Copper Country. And you can go and find your light pole that has wonderful art on it that has bright spots for our community. So if you are interested in painting one of these discs, you can email us at city@cityofhancock.com. We need your phone number on that email, and we will then be selecting artists that will be part of this, once again, the Bright Spot Hancock this fall and winter. We just had a fantastic celebration with our end of summer celebration here in downtown Hancock. That was this past Saturday. The weather could not have been more perfect for us to all be outside. It was just in the 70s with a slight breeze. There was hardly a cloud in the sky. So what a fantastic day that we had. We have our pickleball doubles tournament winners here for you. We had over 20, we had actually 20 teams participating this year at Lauren Grove Park. And our men's doubles division winners were Robert Sturos and Luke Luskin from Calumet and Houghton, respectively. They took first place. Cyril Fox, Petrov, and Krista Kleiman of Houghton took second place. Joe and Adam Ingersoll of Madison, Wisconsin took third place. And in the women's division, we had winners were Patty Bluett and Angela Davis from Marquette. They took first place. Julie Lang and Nora Tanimi from Twin Lakes, they took second place. Amy Granroth, Joy Zimnick from Chassel and Calumet, respectively, took third place. We want to thank Mary Kaminsky for handling all of our tournaments up at Lauren Grove this year. She did a fantastic job. She also did the cribbage tournament at Nutini's, and the winners of the cribbage tournament were Randy Ortel and Amy Keenum. And we, again, thank you, Mary, for all the work that you did. We cannot do this without you. So way to go, Mary. And also our cornhole tournament, that was handled by Tara Dulong and Jody Mickish. And they helped run our cornhole tournament on Quincy Green this year. And the winners were Steve and Rich Simmons. They took first place. And Eric Strom and Kirk Sorenen, they took second place. We had an amazing selection of music throughout the day. Tony Sari and her friend were the opening act. And then we had Maggie Brotherton, which was fantastic. She did the late afternoon. And then we had Chad Borgen and the Collective. They were doing our street dance. So we went right from the day part, which we had over 30 vendors that were selling their wares on Quincy Green. We had bouncy houses. We had food vendors. We want to thank Griffin Cafe for being there. Uncle's Diner had fantastic pasties and sweets. We had Res Robin's fry bread. We also had Fresh Coast drinks there. What a huge hit they were. So everyone did really, really well. We also want to thank the Hancock Business Association for handling our ping pong ball drop. They dropped hundreds of prizes on a ping pong ball that there was a number that was associated with a prize. We did a kids drop and an adult drop right on Quincy Green from the top of our 80-foot aerial fire truck. And we want to thank the Hancock City Fire Department for doing that and also hosting their beer garden, and Chad Borgen and the Collective for our street dance. Plus, we had our finale with our laser light show. That was amazing. It was themed on the 250th birthday of our country. It was very patriotic with a lot of other fun music and show options there. So we hope everyone enjoyed the entire end of summer celebration that we had. It was all day on Saturday. We had probably close to 2,000 people that came through all day long. So thank you all for taking the time and spending part of our end of summer celebration with us right here in downtown Hancock. We also have the Hancock Rotary World of Wine Tasting. That is next week, and that is Friday, September 18th, and that is at 7 p.m. I don't know, is it next week? I think maybe it is the 9th today. So yeah, we've got 9 more days left, right? So it is next Friday, and that's at 7 p.m. Boy, that is just sneaking right up on us.
That's right.
So the World of Wine Tasting is our theme for this year, and we're having wines selected already. We've just edited the wines that will be part of this tasting. Thank you to Gino's Restaurant for doing the small plate pairings that will be a part of this awesome event. We are going to be featuring wines from the Rotaggio Imports, and these wines will have never been tasted outside of the UP, so they will be debuted at this wine tasting. So if you want to be part of that wine tasting, you must find a Rotarian, or you can call us at City Hall at 906-482-2720. It's $75 per person, $525 per table. That's for 8 people. Tickets are going fast, so give us a call. Once again, 906-482-2720. or email city@cityofhancock.com. That is city@cityofhancock.com. And or find one of those Rotarians out there. We're also doing a silent auction. If you have not donated yet a prize to this, please do so. Again, I just read off those numbers, but if you want to hear them one more time, 906-482-2720. We'd love everybody in the community to get involved in the Hancock Rotary's biggest fundraiser of the year. That is coming up Friday, September 18th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be here before we know it.
All right. So that is a lot of stuff happening in Hancock.
Absolutely.
A lot of exciting stuff.
And thank you for your time.
Of course. And, y'all, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your summer out there. And be sure to enjoy those Hancock happenings.